Did you?
Yeah. What did you do,
Holy
Dave?
shit.
Traded in what for Hilton and a linebacker,
Did you?
Greenway.
Wow.
Come back to bite me in
Well,
the
I traded away Calvin Johnson for Adrian Peterson. That's worked out well for me.
Fuck yeah. And this season, I think you gave Sam DeMarco Murray as well.
I did.
Yeah,
Did
you
I
gave her
really?
DeMarco Murray and Andre Ellington, and she...
Oh, you did not do that.
Not DeMarco
DeMarco
Murray as
Murray.
well, surely not.
Yeah, you
I
did.
think I gave away Andre Ellington.
And DeMarco Murray.
Which league's this? We've got to
Premier
look
League.
this up.
Gulp. Gulp.
Keeper league. Right, I'm
Yeah.
checking this
Yes, you
out.
do have to look this up.
Because
If I gave away
she
DeMarco Murray, that is just awful stats.
gave... Yeah, he did, for sure.
Yeah, the fantasy MP so far, and you gave him away.
Yeah, that is bad. That is bad. Let me have a look at this.
I can't remember who she gave. She gave you, well, one of them I remember, Eric Decker. So that's,
No way. Is it this? Oh dear.
the other one, who was it else?
I'd accuse you of being drunk, Daz, but I know
Oh,
better.
Jason Witten. She gave you Witten as well.
Oh,
This could be
is
like the
gross like
worst trade
that.
ever on record.
It just didn't work out. It just didn't work out.
That is
DeMarco Murray can
bad.
get injured, mate. It's all right still.
Right, trades. I'm
He's
looking
not
at
just
trades. Can
injured.
you see my screen?
Yeah, of
See what
course.
trades we've had in the so this is in the keeper league. Oh my God, I did. Oh no way. I gave up DeMarco Murray and
That
Andre
is such a
Ellington
terrible trade.
for Jason Witten and Eric Decker, and the
Brilliant.
Witten has done nothing this year really, and Eric Decker has been injured. But
That is
my
a
thing, can I just
fantastic
take you through
trade.
my thinking? My thinking was Andre Ellington is injury prone and a bit lightweight. I'm a huge Arizona Cardinals fan, as you know, but I just wasn't 100% convinced he was going to be able to stay fit, and he almost didn't. He always had that foot injury before the season started, so that was one thing. And the DeMarco Murray, again, he hasn't played a full season ever, so that was another reason for that. Jason Witten usually is reliable. I know he's coming over the hill a little bit now, but Romo loves him, so that's why I thought that would work out. I needed a tight end in that league, and I had depth at RB. So
It could still work out.
it
Yeah.
might.
Yeah.
Hopefully Decker comes good by the end of the year, but we'll see.
Shamefully, I'm not sure Witten's going to, but and I say that shamefully because I picked him up in one of the leagues and it was really because I always wait on tight end because I either want to get one of the big two or I don't want to get one until the end. And I got Witten right at the end of the draft and was really happy with myself, and that's not panned out at all.
Let's have a look at some of these other trades on the sheet then. So we've got Matt Ryan traded away, no, traded away by you at
Oh
Cutter to Ickers
yeah,
for
thank you.
Manziel and Kendrick. So how's
Badly
that
needed
worked
linebacker
out,
help, who's then spent his
right?
entire time on the injury table.
Has he really? Yeah.
He's played 1 week. And
Wow.
Manziel, I knew he wasn't going to start this year. That's a key thing.
Yeah, so you're stashing him on your bench. So just to point out to our listeners, this is a dynasty league or a keeper league. So that is why we are trading people like and storing people on our bench like Manziel.
Yeah, well, Kendrick's had a hot season last year anyway, and Manziel, who knows? We thought maybe he'd jump in quite early, but I
But
guess they're waiting
the
for
winner in this one for this year is definitely Ickers. The
him.
winner
It's
in
always Ickers.
the winner in the trade that we were talking about before with the Jason Witten and Decker for Murray and Ellington, the winner is absolutely my sister Samantha. She has absolutely got me on that one. That is a trade in her favor for sure. So we got Ickers involved in another trade here. You got Jimmy Graham and you
Bang.
traded away Randall Cobb and Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews been injured this year, so that's worked out well for you. Randall Cobb has had some big games, hasn't he?
Big games. Yeah, playing really well.
And Jimmy
One of the
Graham's
top
not
three
really done
receivers.
much. He's
Had a
maybe
couple
had
of good games,
one or
a
two
couple
good
of
games.
injuries. Yeah.
Cobb's, the thing about Cobb is this is a keeper league, and he's out of contract at the end of the year with Green Bay. They've just renewed Nelson. They seem to really like Devontae Adams. I think Cobb's gone, and as we've seen with receivers leaving Green Bay, their value just falls through the floor because Rodgers makes them look awesome.
I do
No
think
one, no
Cobb
one, no one
is.
believes you there, mate. Cobb's a different animal.
Cobb is a
He's
bit
a
of.
bit
He's an
younger
elite
as well.
athlete, Cobb is. So I think sometimes the lesser athletes make good by Aaron Rodgers, but I think Cobb will be able to find himself pretty good. Oh, I can see what you're saying there, Dave.
I like him as an athlete. I like him as a talent, but you don't know where he's going to go. If he ends up in a Buffalo and Manuel's still flaming quarterback.
Tell you what.
That's a terrible move for him.
Tell you what, though, Kyle Orton lit it up last week. who would have thought we'd have said that this season?
Not me.
That was a great game as well. That was a great game. Overtime win.
Who was against?
I can't remember who it was against now.
Chicago, sorry. They beat Chicago in the overtime win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a great, great game. Who else we got on this? So Ickers again involved in almost every trade, honestly. Ickers is the trade expert. So Ickers and Sam involved in this one. Ickers traded away Bennett, Fitzgerald, Cooks, and Jackson. And Ickers received Antonio Brown, Delaney Walker, and Crabtree. Now, this is a complicated trade. Fitzgerald's done nothing. Bennett's been amazing. Right. Cooks has been okay. DeQuell Jackson had a good game this Thursday night, didn't he?
Yeah, he's picking up. Yeah, definitely. He had a big game.
And the Colts defense is starting to play better after a shaky start to the season. Yeah.
I'm scared. I want to pick them up, but I know that in the past they've screwed me over, so no way.
They're still conceding a bit too many points for my liking.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily the best fantasy defense, but they're...
No, actually, they're getting good points because they're getting loads of sacks. Yeah, they're getting a good amount of points.
Okay, well, I haven't got them in any league, so I can't really comment on that. But you got Antonio Brown, who's had an awesome season, hasn't he?
Yep, I think he's top two wide receiver in the league.
And then you're absolute monster.
Yeah. Okay. Crabtree's average.
Yeah, a couple of good games.
The 49ers in general have been pretty average, apart from Frank Gore's picking up the last couple of weeks.
Can I butt in on that? I hate owning San Francisco wide receivers. One week they're awesome. The next week they're a complete and utter.
Yeah, I stay away from them. I haven't got.
Colin Kaepernick.
It's his fault, is it? Well,
but I own him.
It kind of is. I stay away. The only 49er player I've got two 49er offensive players, and that's Vernon Davis.
Good.
Who I've had since he came into the league. I drafted him in this league. I drafted him as a rookie the same year, or about the same time, I can't remember, but I drafted Calvin Johnson as well. Yeah, and I had both of them, and I stuck with them for a couple seasons while they got their footing in the league.
And there was another player you had a man crush on as well, Cromartie at the same time.
Yeah, and also Dwayne Bowe, and I've still got Dwayne Bowe. I'm still holding on to that, but Dwayne Bowe hasn't been obviously as good as those two guys. But yeah, wide receivers for the 49ers are difficult.
Dwayne Bowe.
Oh, yeah. I know. You keep these man crushes. I'm sure. Who's your biggest man crush that you sort of hold on to for too long, guys?
I don't. I literally get rid of any player that I'm. You know what I'm like. I'm a trade whore. So, last year, I even gave away the best player in the NFL, Peyton Manning. I traded him. You know how much I love Peyton.
So you're a trade whore. I love.
It doesn't matter who it is. I'll trade him. If someone offered me enough, I'd trade JJ Watt.
Wow. Okay. So you traded away Peyton Manning. So you don't get these man crushes where you stick to these people then?
I used to. Yeah, you're right. I used to. Okay. Peyton Manning used to be, I have to have every year.
Okay.
I can't think of any other. Like Patrick Willis, I don't think I'll ever trade him away.
Okay. Cutter, have you got any real, like, where you've held on to a player for too long and you know it really, but you just have to hold on to him because you love him that much?
No, I'm just brutal.
You love Green Bay players. You're a Green Bay fan.
No, I mean, I'm awful. Green Bay players. I'm such a pessimist that I see flaws in everything, and they're gone. I think the one guy I stuck too long with, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, particularly being a Packers fan, is I stuck with Brett Favre too long when I inherited one of the keeper teams.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but he's a hero, though.
Well, I think I've obviously got the biggest attachment issue here, then, because I've held on to Dwayne Bowe for far too long. I hold on to the thought that Maurice Jones-Drew is still going to make an epic comeback and be an elite running back again, but I've even started dropping Maurice Jones-Drew, so that's saying something. I'm obviously getting a bit more harsh and my old age, having hit 30 a couple of weeks ago. So, so just to,
I don't have time to hold on to these guys anymore. I'm done.
I need something now. I need to win a Super Bowl now. So just to evaluate that trade again, Brown, Walker, Crabtree for Bennett, Fitzgerald, Cooks, and Jackson. I'm thinking the people who got Brown and Delaney Walker in that are the winners.
Thank you.
Bennett, although Bennett has been fantastic. And
Cooks looks back like
you traded back for Bennett. Oh, you got him back. Oh, look at that. You did. You got Romo. Bennett and Romo. And Romo's been lighting it up as well. So you gave away, Larry Donnell. Larry Donnell had a huge week a couple of weeks ago, didn't he?
He's playing well, yeah.
And you gave away Delaney Walker back.
And he's having an awesome season as well. So it's a good trade. It's a good trade. Sam wanted tight end quality, and I needed a back third good quarterback behind Rodgers and Matt Ryan. So,
and just so people know, this trade, Larry Donnell and Delaney Walker for Martellus Bennett and Tony Romo, was on October the 5th. So that's quite a recent trade. So if any of you are owners of those players, then you could look at receiving that kind of value back. Right, so we've basically gone straight into some trade talk there, just to loosen up our first random ever stuff. Show. Random stuff, but it's our first ever show. We're excited to have you. We haven't even come up with a finalized name yet. I think we were, what were we discussing the other day? Let's discuss name. We might as well talk about the name again.
Yeah, we.
What did we have?
We had a couple. You had a couple. UK was in there. I think we had a couple of options. Let's have a look.
So long ago,
you
on
came
our
came up with the idea.
Feed. I did, and I'm forgetting what it was. Was it? Was it? There was a couple to do with Gridiron. There was. Where is it? So long ago now. We talked about that. Yeah.
We'll have what we'll
here
have
it is.
Baxton, fascinating listening.
We had a funny one come up. Matt Robinson suggested that we went with pigskin pleasure, which we quickly put to the side. But here we go. This is what we come up with. I think this is our best one. Actually, let's hold the best one. We'll hold that one. We had another one come up, Gridiron Gang. We were going to go along with that theme. Go hard or go home could be one, but that might be perceived as something else.
Sounds good, yeah.
And then we had Between the Lines, which I think could be quite good, but we've decided, I think, if everyone's happy to move forward with this, gone with More Than a Game, UK Fantasy NFL Podcasts, because More Than a Game sums up how we feel about fantasy football. We get pretty passionate and excited about fantasy football. And... Sure. The reasons why I think it can help people become huge fans of the sport, and it's a way of educating people on the players and some of the rules, and it's a good way of getting people hooked in and really following the sport passionately. So I think that's a good one, More Than a Game, UK Fantasy NFL Podcast. And we're going to be about building the audience of UK fan base. So if you know anyone as you're listening to this that is a UK NFL fan, we would love you to share it with your friends and family and people that you know that like the sport. And we want to be really out there talking about American football in the UK, because we feel strongly, we're very, very strongly passionate about the NFL having its own franchise in London. And we've been to the Wembley Games numerous times, haven't we, guys?
Yeah. Going to the next one as well, or one of the ones coming up. Can't wait. Always great. I know. What's the latest? I hear that we've actually got something happening. We're definitely going to have something in 2018. Is that, am I right?
Really? What's this? This is cutting edge.
I haven't heard that.
Can we... Okay, maybe. If I maybe share... Where have you got this from? Is this... Is this
maybe world exclusive? Apparently, I don't know. No, maybe not. Let me check my sources. But
check your sources. Bring it up. Bring it up. Because I mean,
cut in.
I've. Go ahead, Dave.
There was an article out this week about LA, massive television rights area, obviously. NFL really wants to get a team back into LA. They said they aren't comfortable moving a franchise, but they also aren't comfortable going back to having an odd number of teams. So the suggestion there in the article was that it would work perfectly and it'd be a seamless move to have a team in LA and also expand the team to London. And that's the context I've seen it in this week. That's sort of the latest.
Yeah, I also saw an article saying that if they are going to expand, how many teams would they expand in one go? Would they do a phased expansion or launch them all at the same time?
It makes more sense to be expanded in the UK, surely, as opposed to moving one, I guess, from the US already to the UK, don't you think?
Well, for years I've been convinced that there would be a split franchise first, because we're building up to four games. We're going to get our fourth game hopefully next year at Wembley. That's half of a season of home games. So I've been thinking that it's probably going to be Jacksonville, that it could be. So the Jacksonville-London Jaguars, I've been speculating that for quite a while. And then say have that happen within the next 5 years, and then definitely within the next 10 years have a full franchise over here. But I think the timescales are actually compressing shorter and shorter now, because the NFL are seeing that we're selling out 83,000, 84,000 at the Wembley Stadium every game that we get over here. And if we can do it with four, then I think we're absolutely going to be so close to doing it. And it's very exciting to think that my son could be the quarterback of the first NFL franchise in London. That would be amazing. So that's what my pushy parenthood is going to be leading towards, getting Charlie to be the quarterback for the London franchise.
Well, the only thing I'm worried about is obviously these games are selling out, but they're selling out because there's different teams playing each week. Surely if we have someone like a Jags or someone that isn't, I suppose, it'll be a premier team, most likely. Don't you think that the fan base will dwindle a little bit?
I feel as though, I can understand what you're saying, but I feel as though whatever team we get in the UK, everyone's going to have their own team that they followed from when they first followed the sport, but then they're also going to support the London team, because all the other UK NFL fans are going to be just as passionate as we are about wanting their own franchise in the UK. And then gradually, as the decades go on, there'll be people that first come into the sport because someone took them to the London game, and the London game is that franchise now. So gradually, you'll start to get people that have been fans of the London franchise forever, rather than, oh, well, the London franchise moved here, so now I've got two teams.
But don't you think that really it's only going to take off when we get more UK players playing for that team?
I think that's just going to gradually come later. I don't think it's going to be a necessity to start the London franchise with UK-based players. I don't feel like the UK fan really cares about that. We just want the product that we love, the sport that we love, accessible to go and actually soak up that atmosphere in the stadium with other UK NFL fans. And it's just great when you go down there. The knowledge over the years since we've started the Wembley games, when you first went, it was people just seeing what the sport was. Whereas now, almost everyone there tends to be in the know. They are aware of the players. They're aware of the rules, all that kind of stuff. So, and that's 84,000 people every game. And I would say the majority are there because they already know the sport. They already know the rules. So I think that's promising. I don't think it's important that we have UK players. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I come at it from looking at how British people enjoy sport, and British people get tribal, and I think if there's an NFL team here, British people will turn out en masse to support it. I'm not sure we could survive with more than one franchise, because obviously long term people have been talking about putting a team in Wales and then a team in Germany, and I think they found with with using the Millennium Stadium. I mean, those are just rumour boards on some far-flung sort of wish list, I think, of some man's wet dream.
No.
But it's not going to happen. But even with one team, I think I would support them, but I'd also support the Packers.
Same. I'd support my Cardinals too,
Well,
because you're going to have people visiting. You're going to have the pack visiting. You're going to have, because of the way the NFL does, everyone's going to visit at some point, so you're still going to get fans through the door to see their own team as well as supporting the local team. I think it will be a huge success. I think the bigger issue is the logistics around teams having to, because at the moment, teams that come to England play in London are given the week after off as a bye. So I don't know if you schedule the all first 8 games of the season at home and then have the team entirely away, and whether that's seen as an advantage or disadvantage, and how players feel about living.
That's a good idea. I've not heard that concept. But yeah, that's a good point. You could have a base here, and then you play the team that's in the UK play all their away games back to back over in the States, and they have a setup over there. I've not thought about that before.
Yeah, you could base them in a city somewhere, like Jacksonville.
This reminds me of the one time this was before the Jacksonville Jaguars bought the contract, if you like, to be the Wembley team for 3 seasons. This was before that. And I was talking on Twitter about the Jacksonville Jaguars would be the ideal franchise to sort of move to London, because the stadium in Jacksonville doesn't sell out, and it's one of the most difficult stadiums. And I had this troll on Twitter absolutely bombard me for saying, oh no, the Jacksonville Stadium always sells out, da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's all just a myth and all this kind of thing. And then what happened a year later? They decided, oh, we'll give up 3 of our home games over the next 3 seasons to go over to Wembley to test those waters out. So, yeah, I think Jacksonville are the team that might happen. But Jacksonville fans, if you're listening, you know, you're probably a UK fan, and therefore you'd love to see your team over here a bit more. If you're a US fan listening and you're Jacksonville, I still accept you. I'm not highlighting all of you. I love any American football fan, so please don't get offended. We think it would be fantastic to have you over in the UK, and we would definitely get behind you.
Last point on the Jags bit. I think from when you were posting that, etc., it was looking likely it was going to be a part-time franchise. I think as things seem to be accelerating and rumours out of the NFL seem to be at accelerated timetables, I think we might be blowing past the part-time franchise.
Yeah.
Other than what we've already got, which is Jags over here 3 times over 3 years anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we're more likely now, though certainly I wouldn't want to put money on it, but I think it's more likely leaning towards a new franchise.
Cool. I mean, that's great. I think we'll draw a line under that conversation. That was good. So, good closing point there. Right. What
I think it's time, really. I guess, like we've discussed the first game, I think that was in 2007. It might be a good time to obviously introduce ourselves, I guess.
Give
our NFL history, when we came into the sport, I guess. I guess Daz being the longest-serving NFL fan, I guess you can start.
Okay, then, bud. So, yeah, I was born in the States, born in Phoenix, Arizona, so they're my team, Arizona Cardinals. And I've been in the UK for 22 years now, 30 years old, and I basically taught Ickers, who's on this podcast, the sport. And then getting to watch games, and then Fantasy NFL came about, and we started doing that together. And now Ickers is pretty much, if not the best, definitely one of the best fantasy players that we've got in our ranks. I got hooked on Fantasy NFL probably around the year 2004, I guess, somewhere around there. And gradually, we've been telling more and more people about the sport. So I'm in 5 leagues this year. two of them are full keeper or dynasty leagues that have been running for a few years. One of them's a part keeper league where we are allowed to keep, I think it's 10 players, Ickers, that's the league that you're commissioner for.
Yep.
We're allowed to keep 10.
Five defensive.
Yeah, we keep 10 players from one season to carry forward to the next, and then we redraft the remaining 18 or so roster spots. So that's always an interesting one. And then we've got one league this year where we have got no bench, which is really interesting dynamic to have, where you only are allowed to have on your roster starting players. So if you pick up any injuries or if someone's on a bye week, you've got to make the decision as to whether you're going to just sit them on your roster because you don't want to have the chance of losing that player forever, or you go with the idea that you actually keep those... you make sure your roster, your starting lineup is full so you get the points for that week, so you get the win that week. So that's an interesting dynamic. I've enjoyed doing that one. And then we've got just a standard redraft league, which is the longest-running league, and that's called the Bucky Bowl, because when we first started it, I lived in a village called Buckton, and there were just 6 people. We started with 6 people, and we used to do the draft live in person together. And yeah, we get around a table. And I still think if we weren't all so busy with our lives and had to sort of group that many people together with diaries, you know, syncing diaries, that would be the best thing to do. It used to be so much fun to sit there
yeah.
and have the banter in person and go into the other room and pick your player and then come back in again and the tension and everything. So that was great fun. So that's the Buckyball. That's been going for about 10 years now, I think. And various winners and losers in that league and people that coming and go. But there's a core group that have stuck through for the majority of the years and come back every season. What else can I say about things? I think that's pretty much it. Arizona Cardinals is my team, and I think I said that. But yeah, Ickers, how about you?
Yeah, well, I guess you've covered the initial part. So obviously, I didn't know anything about NFL until obviously Dad's teaching me the game. I never thought I'd pick it up and love it as much as I do, to be honest. It's sort of probably similar level to football, if I'm honest.
Didn't I use Michael Vick tape to get you into it? Do you remember?
Invited you around. Michael Vick tape can get anyone addicted to NFOs. He was mad. We were watching some of his highlights the other day on YouTube, and it's just ridiculous. It looked so effortless. I'm so sad about his, obviously, what happened to him. But, you know, we've got some new Vicks now, haven't we, really? We've got some new quarterbacks that are coming through. So
yeah, we can come on to some of that.
Exactly.
Interesting RG3 debates, haven't we?
Yeah, we probably will have again. I think you and Cutter will love that. So I guess at the time, I didn't know anything about any of the players. So the players that really resonated with me in my mind, I remember Travis Henry and Jeff Garcia, these kind of players. I didn't know if they were great or not.
Remind me, what was Travis Henry a running back?
Exactly, you don't even know.
he was running back for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a running back, and I liked him because, as an Arsenal fan, it was P. Henry.
I remember.
And I was like, Thierry Henry. I used to play him, and he was actually quite half decent. So that's my earliest memory. Priest Holmes being amazing, LT starting out and being amazing as well. And so that was about 10 years now. So I guess that's me. Dave, on to you.
Oh, yeah, well, that is me. Well, slightly different to you guys, even though we all went to school together. My dad was American, so when I was little, I had this little, I've still got it, dolphin with a Miami Dolphins hat on. So I've always had sort of that link to the NFL. When it was on Channel 4 in the mid-90s, I watched it a lot.
Wow.
Particularly the highlight shows on Monday morning, which is why I'm a Packers fan, because it was when Brett Favre burst onto the scene with Antonio Freeman, a wide receiver. Lost it a bit when it went off four, and then when I was older and I started learning how to record things, because I had a television in my room and radical things like that, I started recording the Friday night five games, which was the Michael Vick era, and that's when I started playing fantasy. And the first year Vick broke out is when I had Michael Vick, so I was very excited for that, which was made me survive Kurt Warner being a disaster that year. And I've sort of played and stuck with it ever since. My favourite player, that's a good point, favourite player, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Should be LT. Loved watching LT play. Tom, the way he used to evade tacklers was just mesmerizing. I don't know how he did it. But my favorite was Ricky Williams. I don't know why. I've just got this attached. He was such a good runner in his prime, but there's something about the fallen personality side which I just find compelling in a player for some reason. I just love Ricky Williams.
I've got a Ricky Williams jersey. He was one of my favorite running backs in that era as well. So yeah, I can feel you on that one.
Was the time of the running back around that era? I think nowadays, I think we might be moving on more towards wide receivers.
Really see that. If you wanted to have a good fantasy team, you used to have two or three of the best backs in the league to win. And I don't think we see that now. And I think you are right. It's more of a quarterback and wide receiver league.
Definitely.
Fantasy-wise, totally. It's not so much running backs aren't important. Yes. Obviously, they are important. The problem is it's backs by committee, and we're seeing more and more teams doing backs by committee.
Yes.
Mostly because they just get hurt all the time. It's such an injury. It's such an easy position to get injured by. The career much shorter. Teams are trying to lengthen the careers of their most talented players and also use different assets. So, like, you've got Baltimore's a pretty good example, even though they've kind of fallen into the situation where you've got the bruiser back, you've got Forsett, who's sort of the smaller back, better, quicker, better with his hands. Mm-hmm. Same with Cincinnati, you've got Hill, and last year you had the law firm, and then you have Bernard.
Just out of interest, on the Baltimore side of things, who are you saying is the bruiser back there?
Well, you would have said Pierce, wouldn't you, coming into the season? You expected him to just run at the line because that's all he did last year. But
I don't think Pierce is that kind of back, though.
Taliaferro.
I think, yeah, Taliaferro is the bruiser they've got there. He's the bruiser. Yeah. And then I think Forsett and Pierce are quite similar, but Forsett is a better receiver out of the backfield, and a lot of his points have come from there.
Okay, so we're looking at the fixtures. Obviously, the Thursday night game, crazy game if you saw it. So the Colts won. Some key highlights obviously being Watt, best probably defensive player against Luck, the best offensive player, I guess, who's been in the league. So, guys, did you see the game?
Yeah, I watched it last night on replay, and tell you what, the Watt is impressive. T.Y. Hilton finally lit it up. I've been holding on for him to have a big game. And at the tell you what, the last second on Thursday, I put Hilton in my lineup for, I can't remember who it was for, but wow, I'm so happy that I've managed to switch that around. I just thought he would have the potential of going on a big game, and he did, so that's all good. Arian Foster, he had a good game 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, he's had a good season. I think he's had like 400-yard games or four games.
There was one game where he did nothing, though.
Yeah, one game. One game he did nothing. He was injured. That game. Yeah, it wasn't his fault. So don't have a go at Arian. He's still elite.
defensively, Swearinger was a bit of a letdown for me. I've got Swearinger, and he didn't really do much.
Linebacker core for the Colts is beginning to come into its own. Jarrell Freeman's back. DeQuell Jackson's beginning to hit form.
Yep. He had a good game, yeah. Nice.
Tight ends. Did any tight ends do anything, really? Dwayne Allen didn't do much.
Dwayne Allen had a few good first downs, but nothing major in that game. I don't even remember what happened on the Texan side.
KB Fleener caught a touchdown, but he only had, I think, one catch for 12 yards and a touchdown.
Does anyone own Fleener, by the way? I don't own
I'm not
Fleener.
Going that.
I don't
no,
go near no. it either, no.
Dwayne Allen's the tight end you want for the Colts.
Yeah. How about Texans? Anyone owning Texans tight ends?
Nope.
Garrett Graham, isn't it? But I wouldn't touch him. I think it's Garrett Graham. But yeah, I stay away from that there at the moment. Since Owen Daniels left, I used to have Owen Daniels. I used to be quite a big Owen Daniels owner. So
the only players worth owning really would be Andre Hopkins.
Yes, Hopkins was a letdown. Andre Johnson had a good game, so that was good to see.
Oh, made some nice catches actually. Yeah,
he played well.
Half decent throws by Fitzpatrick, back shoulder throws. Quite nice, good timing.
Do you so in terms of the wide receivers for the Colts? Does anyone own Reggie Wayne? I stay away from Reggie Wayne. Anyone own Nicks? I had him at the start of the season, but I don't have him anymore.
I picked and dropped up.
I love Reggie Wayne.
You love Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, we all love
Reggie. Has he done anything
Wayne,
this year?
He's been consistent. He's getting sort of... he's had a couple of really decent games. When Hilton was quieter, Wayne tended to have some good games. He's getting a few catches every game, sort of into the 4-6 range.
I think
with
he
decent yardage.
Down the other day as well, so... he's sort of on the ups, but...
Bearing in mind the injury he's coming back from and his age, which you don't normally see, I think you have to... Reggie Wayne is a fantastic wide receiver and has been a
great
player. And he's still a useful and fantasy asset. And I picked him up late in a lot of leagues because you guys didn't want him.
Yeah, true.
Cool, I think that sums that up then.
So Colts are dominating still. Houston's still looking quite good. I think that Fitzpatrick is a bit of a liability, but their defense is going to keep them in games.
Yeah, defense definitely keep them in games. The one point here, we made some predictions at the start of the season. Who would win that division. And I embarrassingly put the Titans. I couldn't have been any more wrong. I'm not even joking. The reason was I thought the Colts defense was going to be awful. And and Andrew Luck, he's inconsistent sometimes, but this year he's been consistent. So good on him. I think they're definitely going to win that division now. But yeah, they even started the season pretty badly. They lost their first two games, didn't they?
Did they?
I think so.
Okay.
They certainly struggled to open the season, for sure. I took the Colts, though. Their offense is far too good. That division's not great. I look at the Texans as sort of being the next team in the division, and I have major questions over the quarterback. I had to take the Colts. And the only thing that worries me with the Colts is the running back situation. Armand Bradshaw has been very productive. The far better back, but obviously handling it very carefully.
I think Trent's playing quite well.
Trent's improving.
He looked really quite good.
He looked better.
Bradshaw's better though. Bradshaw's better
he
overall.
He just runs at the line and tries to fall through a hole.
Trent,
that's what running backs do.
But
my point was going to be Trent's not going away because they want to. Bradshaw's got a long injury history.
Yeah, they need to split. They need to split carries. Do either of you own? Are you owners of Richardson or Bradshaw? I own Bradshaw in two leagues, I think.
I've got Bradshaw in one, and I'm tempted to get hold of Trent. I think he's looking good for the next few weeks. He's actually making a few moves, got a touchdown. I think he's on the up.
Trent's going to be available in a lot of leagues. So are you going out on a limicus and advising people go out and pick up Trent?
I think so. He was one of my hot pickups because I think the way he ran against the Texans, who aren't that bad with what they're, I think he made some good moves, finally, making people miss, finally.
Okay.
And he got the touchdown as well. So I think he's definitely a viable option.
Okay. So if anyone's in running back need, we've got a first bit of advice there. Pick up Trent. He will be available in a majority of leagues for sure. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to some predictions for this week then.
Okay, quick predictions, guys. So Steelers at the Browns. I'm picking Steelers, and I'm thinking Antonio Brown's going to rip them open. 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards. Big game.
Steelers are due for a win. Well, they won last week, didn't they? But they've not been playing that great. I'm going to go Browns on that one. I'm going to go Browns at home. Browns at home. They've been playing pretty well, and they've been keeping games pretty close, really. So I'm going to go Browns.
Who's going to score for them?
Who's going to score for them? You've got Jordan Cameron's back and healthy again.
Okay, true.
You also have Ben Tate back, and Ben Tate played well last week. So Ben Tate's one of my waiver wire pickups. If you are in need of a running back, I would say go out and get Ben Tate. Obviously, he's a bit injury prone, but if you need a fill for the week, for example, then Tate is healthy, so quickly use him.
My guess is you're probably late to the party, just because after his yardage splurge last week.
He was available earlier in the week. I'm not sure if he's still available now, but I definitely managed to get him in 2 or 3 leagues.
Although there's no buys that would really make you worry about running back. Well, I suppose Jamal Charles is out, but he's just with just 2 teams on bye and the other one being the Saints. People might not be looking, but my guess was people already
own. Some people own some of the Saints backs, like Kyrie Robinson, he's a good player. Ingram's injured, so he's not owned
Ingram
that much,
will be
I
back
guess.
After
but
the bye week, though. Yeah. Ingram's only back, is going to be back next week, that's why I picked him up.
Some people in PPR leagues own Pierre Thomas, so there might be someone looking for a fill. So we've got Trent Richardson or Ben Tate as a. I would go with Ben Tate over Trent Richardson every day, but that's me.
So I'm going to take the Steelers. There's a huge day for Le'Veon Bell. Cleveland Browns allowing 5.1 yards per rush. He's going to run all over him.
Okay. Right. Next game.
Forgot all about Le'Veon, but yep. Okay. Good. So Steelers. So Patriots now after their big game, quite impressive game against the Bills, and they're at the Bills. So,
and the Bills played well last week. As well.
Yeah, but I don't trust the Bills, to be honest. I don't trust Kyle Orton. I think Brady's on the up, to be honest. Defeated a good Cincinnati team.
That was a good win. Yeah.
So I'm thinking Patriots do well. Gronk should have a half decent game in this one, but yeah, Patriots to win by 2 touchdowns at least.
Can I ask you guys, are you buying back in on Brady?
I've still got Brady in a few leagues. I'm holding out for Brady to finish the season strong. I need him to for my fantasy teams. I haven't lost faith in him. He's had a shaky start to the season. I just think he's class. He's just a class player, future Hall of Famer, and he's going to come good. So I'd go Patriots in this one as well.
Yeah, he has got the players there now. Edelman's has started showing up, and Gronk's getting fit. Vereen should start taking some receptions, but I think they're still missing one big receiver, really.
Yeah.
I don't think LaFell's that guy.
No, I think the trade rumours at the beginning of the season for Andre Johnson, if they could have gotten that done, that would have catapulted them way up.
They'd have won a Super Bowl. That's the kind of deal that is the Super Bowl winner for them, like when they got Randy Moss and they had such a long stretch with him.
So Patriots are winning. It's going to be. But what's your vote, Dave? Where you go?
I'm taking the Bills.
Wow.
I'm not going to buy in on Brady. You're not buying it on Brady. I have no idea what's going on with the running backs, and I own both the Patriots running backs. I must be mad. Why am I backing Kyle Orton?
Is Fred Jackson healthy this week? He went limped off last week.
He's listed as questionable.
So if he doesn't play, I mean, that it solidifies for me more Patriots again.
I would want to, yeah, I mean, it is, I'm assuming Fred Jackson plays. But he didn't practice Friday, so it's not looking good for him. And CJ Spiller, I'm just not, you know, he had that one big year. I'm not a CJ Spiller believer. Yeah, okay, I'm on a change of mind. Patriots.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
That,
yeah.
That makes more sense. All right, this one looks like it could be a good game. Panthers at the Bengals.
I'm going Bengals all the way. No question, Bengals. So I don't even think there's a debate.
After Bengals got a bit embarrassed by Patriots, questioning that. And Panthers haven't been too awful recently. They had a bit of a comeback, so I'm thinking
Panthers. The Bengals are going to come out.
No.
The Bengals are going to come out and demolish the Panthers because they're going to be embarrassed from last week, and they're going to be like, right, what happened? And they're just going to...
They're at home. You might be right. Okay. They are at home.
One of the best teams for yards after catch yardage. Panthers, one of the worst teams for giving up yards after catch.
One thing, guys. AJ Green is probably not going to play. That changes things a little bit.
So new, they're number one.
I still don't care. It's all about the yards after catch for the running backs. It's going to be a big day for Giovanni Bernard and possibly a decent day for Hill if you're absolutely desperate. If they can get up early in this game, they'll use both of them. Yeah. And I don't care because Sanu's looked okay enough. And I think Dalton just needs to get him managed. If you put the ball in the hand of the quarterbacks, that Panthers D's struggling, particularly since Greg Hardy's gone out. I'm taking the Bengals.
Yeah, I think Olsen's going to win it for them, but okay.
So you're going Panthers. You're sticking with Panthers.
Sticking with Panthers. Okay, Jags against, oh my God, the Titans.
This is a bit of a misery bowl.
Oh, that's harsh.
This is like, almost reminds me of the whole suck for luck campaign. One of these two teams could end up being the first pick of the draft.
Yeah. I think that's what they're playing for, and I'm thinking... 3-3? I don't know.
3-3.
I'm going to go with the home team just for an easy one, but I don't know what the Titans are going to do. Sankey, I suppose, if he gets the touches, he might have a good game. Otherwise, I'm just going for the home team.
Yeah, I think Sankey's a good game. I'm going for the home team. I was going to talk myself into the Jags. I was determined to talk myself into the Jags just because they have to win one week.
But they haven't got anything at running back. And Gerhardt's been ruled out for injury, but that's probably out of...
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Storm Johnson, if you're desperate for a pickup, Titans not great against the running back. Storm Johnson might be...
I thought you were shouting about
him.
High upside.
Could get zero. But could even do much better than...
I'm embarrassed. 0.1. I'm embarrassed to admit I'm a Gerhardt owner in two leagues. I don't know why I got involved in that. I didn't believe he was going to have a great season, but I was desperate for a running back in the draft. I'm going to have to give up on Gerhardt, I think. But, I'm going Titans on this one. I think I have to go Titans at home. Delaney Walker, he's playing, isn't he?
The wide receivers
for Tennessee.
Kendall Wright had a good game. Yeah.
And so did Justin Hunter.
Yeah.
Justin Hunter as well.
I think it depends who's the quarterback. I think if Whitehurst is quarterback, this game's going to be very close and low scoring. Not a fan of Whitehurst. Two quarterback leagues, if you need a second quarterback because you've got Drew Brees or maybe even Alex Smith, who's very consistent for two quarterback leagues, I was thinking about Blake Bortles. However, one of the highest yards after catch percentages of his total yardage, Tennessee second lowest yards per catch yards after catch per game allowed. Maybe not quite such a strong player as I initially thought he was going to be.
Yeah, they've got a couple of good defensive players. Jason McCourty for the Titans. So I think, they've got Titans all the way. So, looks like Titans.
Jake Locker is questionable. If Jake Locker does manage to sneak in to play, he could be a good bye week fill for quarterback.
Yeah, very. Although I'm worried about those injuries. He was injured 2 weeks ago, came into last week's game, questionable, started but didn't finish.
He missed practice again on Friday, so it's not looking good.
It's going to be Whitehurst, and I don't want any part of that.
Okay, but we still think Titans are going to be strong enough to win.
But Storm Johnson.
Storm Johnson! Dave is definitely putting all in on Storm Johnson. Okay, have you actually picked Storm Johnson up in any leagues, Dave, to back this up?
He has, in the Bucky Bowl.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't remember which one, but yes, I have picked
yeah,
up
the Buckle.
One.
Okay. Okay, so obviously this is Dave's team, so Dave, you can talk us through this, but it's Packers at the Dolphins.
Yeah, taking back just because I always do. if I'm perfectly honest, Dolphins coming off bye at home, taking a team from Green Bay, northern end of Wisconsin, taking them to Miami is always a bit of a dodgy journey.
Okay,
the temperature down in Miami is a bit prohibitive and gives Dolphins a decent home field advantage. Also, Dolphins D's not bad, and I don't know what to say about Lacey. Started the season very badly, blamed it on his pads one week that were too high or something, which just, ooh, to me, sounded, oh, that's your own response. How did you not know that before the game? How come you waited till after? Went, oh, you know what was different? My pads weren't right. I don't get what's going on there. He ran all over the Vikings last week, but I think that's because it's the Vikings and they suck.
Who do you like for the Dolphins defense?
You're gonna catch me.
Anyone in particular playing well, or like Wake playing particularly well, or anyone playing well, or is it just
Wake's a great player, but I don't think he's doing anything fantasy wise.
No, they just seem to be. I don't know. I could be over-egging. Problem is, I'm over-egging Oakland, and Oakland also suck. But I think Dolphins are a decent bet. They started off the season okay. I also like Lamar Miller at running back. He's done
Lamar Miller, yeah.
Okay,
a big conversion. Moreno's coming back. Yeah, Moreno's.
That's what I was going to ask. Is what do you do with Miller going forward? I think Moreno, if he comes back at all this week, is going to be only on a handful of plays. If Miller has a big week, you've got to sell high. If anybody's willing to buy, particularly if you've got someone in your league who owns Moreno.
Yeah, Miller. I think they're going to split the carries regardless. But Moreno really is always, I think, the more effective back. So if he's fit for any long period of time, Moreno's going to be the one to own. But I've still got Miller. I'm going to probably play him this week. Just to see
the thing about Moreno, and I said this to Daz last year, and this I should have lived through it in fantasy, is in June of last year, I said Moreno is going to be a starting running back for the Broncos. He's the only one that can block. Yeah. He's a really, really good blocker, and that turned out to be true. Moreno started the whole of last season. I think if you're trying to keep your quarterback upright, Moreno has an added skill. He's a fantastic fantastic blocking running back, and that, I think, gets him on the field a lot.
Okay. Offensive-wise, Packers, Dave, who's going to dominate?
I'm tentatively not optimistic on Lacey, but that could just be my pessimism. You always got to look. You're always starting Rodgers, Cobb, and Nelson. I don't think enough receivers are out to make it worthwhile starting Devontae Adams. But keep an eye on Devontae Adams. The third receiver on the Packers' offense could have value.
Okay. Well, I've got Rodgers in two keeper leagues. I need him to do well, so I'm picking Packers as well.
I'm picking Packers in this game. Yeah, Packers offensively have really stepped it up recently. I haven't seen enough from the Dolphins to be excited about them.
Yeah, to be honest, Rodgers, 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in the last few games. What a beast. So, yeah, I think an easy win. Next game, the Lions, who come into England against and at the Vikings. So the Vikings, who look awful, and Lions, who've got probably the best rated defense in the league, I think. Simple one for me. Lions win, even without Calvin. Golden Tate and Jaquie Bell, I think they'll still win by a touchdown or so.
Yeah, okay. Can't argue with that at all.
The divisional matchups always tend to throw out a surprise. So I'm just laying that little bit of caution down, but I think the quality of the Lions' offense, even whether Bush or Bell, yes, their running game hasn't been great this year. Their running game has not been great at all, but their wide receivers and tight ends, you've got to go with them, with their quarterback as well. Is Teddy Bridgewater still injured?
He will start this week.
He's going to start.
Reports say he would have started last week, but the Thursday game meant he couldn't get back in time. They're going to be better offensively, but I still don't want any part of starting Teddy Bridgewater against this Lions D. The Lions D is scary.
I like Teddy Bridgewater, though, going forward. If you're in a keeper league... If you're in a keeper league, a dynasty league, even though we've only seen a little bit of Bridgewater, if he has another good game in the next couple of games, I would advise picking Bridgewater up to stash for next season and even maybe fill in this year.
Decent option for a second
quarterback.
Say that again?
Would you say above Bortles and other quarterbacks that are just coming up?
I like Bridgewater above Bortles. Yeah, give me another option.
I like the weapons. The weapons puts him above Bortles for me.
Yes, that's another valid point. I like him as a quality player anyway, but yeah, the weapons added to it, definitely Bridgewater over Bortles.
And there's no, I guess Manziel hasn't done anything to warrant
No, you can't
him
even bring him into this conversation right now because they seem to be sticking with Hoyer for the moment, and who knows what's going on in the background.
Geno Smith. Bridgewater versus Geno Smith.
Easily Bridgewater. I think
Geno's... Hoyer. At the
Hoyer
of the Browns.
Definitely. If I'm in a this season. That's so tight. But if a keeper league, definitely Bridgewater. If it's a redraft league, I don't know.
in a redraft league, if you're having to pick between those, then you're not doing very well. So
could be bye week villains or
yeah, they have to be. That's like the worst. The worst.
Two quarterback leagues. Yeah. Both of those guys would be viable.
Okay, maybe. Nah, I don't think so. Let's not even go there, boys.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking.
I'm going Lions. I think we're all Lions, aren't we? Sweet. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's Lions.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Okay, Broncos, my team. So versus the Jets, at the Jets.
So Broncos is your team now, yeah? Is that definitely who your team is?
Yeah, guys, this is official. I follow Peyton Manning wherever he goes. So
right, okay. So
I was a big Colts fan, but now I'm a big Broncos fan.
But what happened to the Chargers? Because the Chargers were your team for a while as well when LT was playing.
LT, yeah, well, this is what happens when you're not a natural NFL fan. You just pick and choose.
So you're more of a this happens though, guy. I mean, you're a player follower rather than a team follower, which says to me there's probably quite a lot of those people in the UK, and then therefore just going back to the London franchise argument, I think people would definitely support the London franchise. But let's move on. We don't want to talk about that anymore. We've got tight on time.
Yeah. So I think no one's going to say that Broncos aren't going to win. It just depends on how much you think they're going to win by. I think. The Jets, they haven't shown me anything defensively. I thought they'd be better defensively, to be honest. I don't think they'll have enough pass rush to get Manning on the floor. I don't think they've got any offense. Even with Vic, they might make a couple of big plays, but
I don't think this is worth talking about, to be honest. Broncos, easy win. Jets are just awful.
Yeah, exactly.
One issue, which is the Broncos running back situation. Jets front seven's quite solid. At stopping the run.
They've got Peyton Manning.
They don't have to run. No, I'm just saying, if you're looking for a buy, if you're looking for a fill-in,
Peyton Manning could run. It wouldn't matter. Okay.
I'm not starting Anderson. I'm not starting Hurts.
Carter's bringing back in the fantasy, actually. So I understand why you're holding up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not starting a Broncos running back.
You have to start all of the wide receivers of Broncos, and you have to start.
How about starting Chris Ivory? Because I've got Chris Ivory in a couple leagues. What do people feel about starting Chris Ivory?
I don't think they're going to be able to run long enough. They're going to have to throw it. They're going to have to throw it because they're going to be behind. So there's no room for Chris Ivory.
Also, Broncos pretty good rushing defense, just giving up 3.5 yards per carry.
Well, nice stat. He's bringing out the stats. Cutter's our stat man.
Yeah, so Broncos, no, I'm not going there. Win. And I own him as well. And I'm still not going there.
Yeah, so...
Broncos easy win, guys.
So yeah, Broncos easy win. But Chris Johnson's been dropped in a lot of leagues. If you're holding on to Chris Johnson, guys, cut him. Just get rid.
Although, I think this is the type of game that he might do well because he might receive out of the backfield. This is the only type of game that might get stretched. But I don't think, like you say, he's not worth it. But out of Ivory and Chris Johnson, I'd probably go Chris Johnson.
You know what?
Because of the receiving.
There's only one Johnson I want, and his name begins with Storm. I'm going to so regret this next
you're
week.
You're hyping him so much.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this next week. I like the bold statement. That's good.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Well, it makes the most boring game of the week quite interesting, isn't it?
Back yourself. Back yourself, Dave. Back yourself.
That's what I'll be watching.
All right, Ravens at the Bucks, boys. Ravens had a good game against Indy, quite close, and the Buccaneers, I guess Glennon's playing okay. I'm typically going to go with the Ravens, good defense. Flacco's not playing too badly. Steve Smith's looking good still, even though didn't have a great week last week, I think. So, Ravens for me.
Ravens for me. On the Steve Smith thing, I expect him to have quite a big game. Tampa giving up the second highest completion percentage to opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
No.
don't think there's really much else to say here. The interesting thing on Glennon, no fantasy value, but I just find it weird. Past 2 years, he's been one of the highest quarterbacks with, of his total yards passing, one of the highest percentages of them being completed through the air. He likes to throw it long.
Yeah, you know, when you've got Vincent Jackson, players like that, that's the type of players he makes. And
Evans should be back this week.
Who should be?
Evans should be back this week.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And they're going to, apparently they're going to really keep giving the ball to Dougie Martin. So I've got
the muscle hamster.
I'm hoping he's going to have.
Yeah, I've still got Doug as well. Holding out for Doug to start stepping up.
Yeah, I've done both of you over with those trades.
Did you trade me him?
Yep.
Oh,
and I traded him to Wickers in another league. I still own him in another league that I can't shift him. But anyway,
I gave you like Jamal Charles and someone else.
Yes, you did.
No, but I did get Jamal Charles back, so that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I tend to do this with running backs. I have them have their amazing season, then I trade them.
Okay, well, just to finish that off, I'll go Ravens, although I do think the Bucs are playing a bit better, and I don't think it's not going to be a blowout.
Yeah, their defense, I would say Lavonte David, is playing awesome football. I don't know who else is for the Bucs, to be honest, defensively, but if there's one guy that's going to stop anyone...
Mark Barron's having an all right season in the secondary.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know if two guys are going to do it against the Ravens, but they're the
worst. Where's Darrell Revis now?
New England.
New England, yeah, sorry. He's changed so much recently, I keep forgetting. Okay, cool, yeah, Revis, Patriots, yeah.
Okay, Chargers, so the rejuvenated Philip Rivers.
Can you scroll your screen down a little bit, bud?
Yeah, sure. So Chargers at the Raiders. So obviously Rivers looking good this year. Gates even looking dominant again against the awful, awful Raiders. Doesn't matter where this game's being played, Chargers all the way.
Play your Chargers players.
play your
Chargers players.
Maybe even worth playing your Chargers defense as well. They're not looking too bad.
By the way, I was at the Wembley game for the Raiders-Dolphins game, and the Raiders were awful. They looked like they had no energy. There's no energy on the sideline. They just look like losers. I'm sorry to say, but they just didn't even try.
Yeah, and that's quite sad. We want competitive games. It's about time that the Raiders had a good team. It's about time they used their first picks year on year to actually choose some talented players and actually improve. I don't know what's going on with their organization, to be honest.
Have they got a new head coach yet?
I don't hate. They've hired. It's temporary. Okay. They haven't got a full time. I've completely forgotten. It's not Sperano.
Yeah, it's not important. Don't worry about it.
It's not Sperano. They didn't go with Sperano.
Outside chance. James Jones in a flex spot. I don't hate that for a Raider.
James Jones James Jones is still putting some numbers up. So I don't have any issues with anyone starting James Jones. We could throw out some who do you start James Jones over, though. Who want to throw some options out?
What about Oliver of the Chargers? We're talking about flex spots.
Well, he's a pickup of the week for me. I went out and I got Brandon Oliver in the leagues that I had any sort of running back question marks. So, yeah, I definitely back Brandon Oliver to have a big game here.
Yeah, apparently it's Sproles, but even stronger. So
he looks good.
One game. And he probably will dominate in this game as well. I guess there'll be tougher tests. But Chargers, easy win for me. Guys, I guess you guys agree?
Yeah, Chargers, easy win. Yeah, so James Jones, who do we start him over? Like, let's throw some options out there. Do you start him over Keenan Allen? That's a good place to start.
Nope, never.
But Keenan Allen's done nothing this year.
Keenan Allen's got much more potential to score touchdowns.
He's done nothing this year, though. I've got him.
I think he's had a couple of good games. But
no, he hasn't. He's really been bad.
One good game.
Or a okay game.
I'm telling you, he's one of the most overrated players this year. Keenan Allen has underperformed.
That's true. I'm not going to deny that. I think he's not worth having on classing as an elite talent anyway.
The only reason I'm keeping hold of him is because of, just in case he has a good game. But he's not been performing.
I think it possibly depends on what you're looking for. If you know you're going to be in a tough matchup where you need every point, I might take James Jones, certainly in a PPR league, because I think he will get you some yardage and a decent number of catches. But if you're looking for, I really need a big win here, I'm going to be way behind. Let's say you were against T.Y. Hilton or you're playing IDP and you were against J.J. Watt, I would go with Keenan Allen just because he has the 100-yard, 2-touchdown upside.
Okay, yeah, you're right. One good week does not equal a good receiver. So, if James has been a bit more consistent, yeah, go for it. But I think you have to go with the Chargers. Reddy Royal maybe. Definitely Gates has to play.
I'm not touching Royal. Touchdown dependent.
You're not touching Royal?
No. He does this every year. He comes out, he scores a ton of touchdowns, which he vultures for people, and then he does nothing.
That is true, but it's a big difference now that they don't have Danny Woodhead. It's a big difference now that they need that smaller guy making those catches. Surely that should change a little bit.
I can see that. I want to see it for another game. If he puts up decent numbers for the next week or two, okay, I'll buy in more. But I'm still skeptical on Royal.
Okay. Oh, this looks like a good game. Bears at the Falcons. So we've got Cutler looking good, Matt Ryan looking very good. The receivers for Bears looking good, just as the Falcons are as well. So I don't know where it's going to go. I think the Falcons. Love a bit of Julio, have him in my team, have Roddy White, have Matt Ryan. So I'm going to go with the home team here. Close game, probably a field goal in it.
Yeah, high scoring game.
Yeah,
definitely over 20
points. Two bad defenses. Yeah, two decent quarterbacks, decent receiving.
High scores, yeah.
Very good receiver.
Devin Hester's out, I think, by the way.
Okay. Does that mean Harry Douglas is back in, or is Harry Douglas still out as well?
Let me see.
To check, but I think Douglas is still out.
Yeah.
Even if he's not, I'm not starting him.
Okay, yeah. I think with the Bears, they've got the three there. I think if Alshon and Brandon Marshall are fit to play, if they are, then they've got Alshon, Marshall and Bennett, all of them could have big games. I'd expect probably a touchdown for each of them in this one.
I think the Falcons, the Georgia Dome, I've been there, by the way. I've seen Michael Vick play against the Steelers. Amazing atmosphere there. I go Falcons at home.
Yep.
Yeah, Falcons at home. If you're looking for anything slightly tenuous to pick up on, Levine to Loilo at tight end, you're absolutely desperate. Mm. What do people think of Levine to Loilo? I liked him coming into the year, but he's
a bit slow. Left. He's rangy, but he's a bit slow.
Who did he play for? I don't even know who this is.
He's the Tony Gonzalez replacement.
Oh, no way. No, come on. They're not going to throw anywhere tight end now.
I think he's probably got... Has he got one touchdown this year? Or
it was the second game of the season he had an all-right game.
So, if in the red zone, I think purely in the red zone and maybe some first down efforts. I don't think he's going to get many targets in this game.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I think they got too much just short dump-offs and then the deep ball to Julio. I don't think they'll need that. I'm still going with all the big boys. Running back, who would you go for, Falcons?
I'm not.
I stay away. I stay away from that. But Anton Smith is the most exciting player they've got at running back.
Legitimately, if you've got an empty roster spot that you need to fill for running back, and you've got either the Falcons or Storm Johnson, this is the point where I'm taking Storm Johnson, just because his upside.
How many times
this is
he going to take his name?
I know I'll go mad, but it's not just Storm Johnson. I'd rather take one of the other. I'd rather take Taliaferro from the Ravens than anyone on the Falcons. Someone who's going to go off.
Okay.
Anton Smith
is a big play waiting to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but you're relying on him finding the end zone on his four touches a week.
Yeah.
Four touches a week is
a big
risk.
He's done it, though, hasn't he? Just a disclaimer, I don't own any of the Falcons running backs. I stay away from it. But I'm just saying, if someone's desperate, then it would be Smith out of the three for me.
Okay, so we've all gone for Falcons.
But close game.
Close game,
yeah, big scoring. Yeah.
I think that's one of the highlights of the week. There's a couple more these last few that look really tasty as well. Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys!
The Cowboys! Cowboys! Playing really well. And Seahawks, obviously, they're the Seahawks. So they're dominant, obviously, still playing well after the Super Bowl. So they could...
This is going to be a really good game. I'm looking forward to this one.
What you guys think about this.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. thoughts? I have not done any preparation for this, really, for looking at these matchups, so I'm just off the fly. Someone that wants to, that's analysed, yeah, I go first.
I expect prep, guys. Come on.
I prepped things, but just not the matchups. I'm just sort of picking out of the air.
Well, I think there's the classic matchups. You're going to have Terrence Williams probably lining up.
He had a good game last week, but that was a one-off, surely.
Oh, no. Williams having a good season. You should look at his stats. He's having a good season.
He's getting touchdowns, and that's feeding his fantasy value.
Yeah, so Terrence Williams is definitely a good WR3 to have on your roster.
But he's not available in any leagues, is he?
No, he won't be
available. No, probably not. That's why he's playing well.
When I've been looking at waiver wire pickups, he's not available, so that's why he's been off my radar.
In this game, are you starting him? Because I own Tony Romo and Terrence Williams in several leagues. I'm sitting Williams. Absolutely sitting Williams. And I'm not starting Romo.
What about your strategy? Your strategy is to sit anyone who's playing against the Seahawks. I feel very similar to that.
Not against the Seahawks, but at the Seahawks.
Yes, that's a completely different proposition. Away from, I guess, Seattle, they're not as dominant, but at Seattle, they are crazy dominant.
The noise.
I don't own him.
Mental.
What are you doing with DeMarco Murray? He's been the fancy MVP so
far.
You've
got to play. You've
got to
play.
Never sit Murray. You've got to play him.
I agree. He's hit the never sit button, but he's the only Cowboy I'm starting. Oh, no, I'd start Dez.
Yeah, what are you saying? Of course we'll start Dez. Yeah, because I don't think he'll be matched up with Sherman. He'll move around, and he's got a big play in him. Every week he makes a big play, and this game I think he's going to have to.
They're going to need him. They're going to need him.
It's going to be a matchup, I think, one on the ground between Murray and Lynch, and they're both crazy dominant.
How good's Russell Wilson, by the way, in terms of an NFL player? He was amazing last week.
He's got the brain for it. He's just a genius.
He's so fast as well. Even when nothing's there for him, he finds a lane and just runs, and no one can catch him. And half the time he's sliding before he's got a first down, and he's slid.
He's clever.
And no one touches him. He doesn't get hit. He's really, really impressing me.
I'd say the game, probably low scoring first quarter, it'd be quite tight. For probably another quarter, so probably like 10-all, and then we're looking Seahawks just taking off and probably winning, getting a few rushing touchdowns, so probably 24-10, 13, something like that.
Completely agree. Seahawks, yeah. I don't think the score's going to be very close. I think the Seahawks are going to win this comfortably on the score.
Okay. Well, you guys are both going Seahawks, are you?
Yeah, don't just go Dallas to fucking
win. I'm not. Do it, Dad. Go for Dallas at Seattle.
No, I'm not stupid. So I'm going Seahawks. One thing I just want to point out, one of my biggest surprises of the year is the Cowboys, how good they have been overall, but also this massive surprise that before the season, when they lose their linebacker, his name's gone. What's his name?
Sean Lee.
Yeah, when they lose Sean Lee, who I own in a couple leagues, in keeper leagues.
Oh, yeah. Again.
And you are thinking, oh, my God, the Cowboys are going to suck this year. They're not going to have any good defense.
And they lost
defense.
Marcus Ware.
Marcus Ware traded away. Or was he a free agent? I don't remember. But anyway, Ware's not there anymore. And you thought, wow, the Cowboys have got no chance this season. And they have really been actually one of the most exciting teams to watch. And their defense has been one of the better defenses. Well, maybe not one of the better defenses, but they have played a lot better than what they thought. They've kept them in the game and given their offense a chance.
That's all they can do, yeah. Exactly.
So, good on the Cowboys. Well played to them. But, yeah, Seahawks win at home.
Good, but not good enough.
Everyone knocks the Cowboys D, and it's coming into season, I was with them. But a part of the reason is they lost Rob Ryan and the whole... But you know what? Rob Ryan's a bad defensive coordinator. Everyone was building the Saints D this year. He's been had like two decent years as a defensive coordinator in his entire career. The guy's just bad. Don't touch his defenses.
So just because you've gone there, that's my other biggest surprise, the biggest disappointment of the season. The Saints, how awful they've been.
Have they been awful?
They
were unlucky. Unlucky against the Falcons. They were quite close with the Falcons.
They had close games, but you've got to win close games. If you're going
to, wasn't close against the Cowboys. They got crushed.
People were picking the Saints to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. That's because they got Brees and Graham. So there's a bit of
head. But I was there thinking as well, the Saints could do it. They have a good legitimate chance, but they've been so bad. They haven't been able to actually get anything going that's that consistent.
Yeah, I think they started quite well, and Ingram was running the ball well. After he went out, they stopped running as well. I know Kiwi Robinson's come in, and Pierre Thomas had a great game last week, but I don't think
The best back they've got is Kyrie Robinson. He, going forward, he should be their back.
I think if you watch week one and two again and see how well Ingram was running and hear how well he was doing preseason, I think he is their back.
Well, yeah, go back and watch the end of last season and see how good Kyrie Robinson played.
Okay,
then.
Yeah, maybe we'll both change our minds. Yeah.
Well, go back and look at Ingram's career up until this season. You'd say I'm not touching Ingram with a barge pole, but yeah. He started off
and
the season really well.
He's injury prone.
That offense, what they're trying to do this year, but that's
he's also injury prone. The one thing on Kyrie Robinson, Bill Parcells, the coach of Curtis Martin. We all have owned Curtis Martin before in a league.
In the past, yep.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin. So Bill Parcells coached Curtis Martin. He says, that's a Hall of Fame back there, right? He says Kyrie Robinson reminds him of Curtis Martin. That's a big praise. So
I hate when players say that because it's never legitimate. You can say that about Calvin reminds me of Jerry Rice or Dez Bryant. You can't say that about a player that hasn't done anything. I don't like that. You can't say Kyrie Robinson reminds me of a...
In terms of how he moves...
Ten running backs that move ten times better than him.
You have to accept, though, when a player that is... When a head coach has worked with a player for a long time and then he sees in someone else similar attributes, you have to respect that. This isn't someone who... is just watching it on TV. This is someone who's been at the training facility day in, day out with a player, and then he sees that person play and goes, wow, that he's got the moves like, he's got the qualities like. I think you have got to respect it. I'm out of the three backs in New Orleans, I stay away from Mark Ingram, I stay away from Pierre Thomas, I own Kyrie Robinson in one league, and I wanted to draft Kyrie Robinson in a few leagues at the beginning of the season, but... It's too mixed of a backfield. So as soon as one of those guys get injured in terms of Mark Ingram or Pierre Thomas, then I pick Robinson up. And I would advise people to do that as well. I think he's got the big play ability, and he's consistent when he gets the ball in his hands.
Is he big enough goal line, would you say?
I think if Ingram's healthy, then they're going to go with Ingram at the goal line. Passing situations, they're going to pick Pierre Thomas because of experience, but Kyrie Robinson is good at everything. He's not great at everything yet. He's good at everything, and I think he's got potential. Maybe not this season, but next year you should really look out for where Kyrie Robinson finds himself.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
I accept that. So I think we've all gone Seahawks that game, and then we're moving on to Dazzy's team here. So Cardinals. So, Daz, you can talk us through this. Redskins at the Cardinals.
If I can override Daz, I can't believe I just said Hell's Year on the podcast. Can you edit that out? Okay, Daz can go.
No, we're keeping it. That's good. Arizona at home. I'm definitely picking Arizona here anyway. Forgetting that I'm an Arizona fan, you don't like what you're seeing at the Redskins at the moment in any area of play. Their defense has been poor. Their offense... Kirk Cousins gave him a bit of a ignition, but then played very badly the next game. He didn't make any mistakes that he got punished for, at least last week. And after absolutely jumping on the Kirk Cousins bandwagon, saying that he's going to be the starter in the Redskins and RG3 is out forever, I'm questioning that now. But I still think that Kirk Cousins can be a good quarterback, but his win-loss record is 1-6 as a starter, which isn't good. The team around him isn't good, so I don't think it's all on him. The team around
RG3
him isn't good.
RG3 have the same team. I think the issue...
RG3's win-loss record isn't very good either.
Hang on. Garcon and Jackson are pretty damn good. And
yes.
The tight end situation is pretty good.
I'm not talking
about the line.
That's what I'm saying.
Gets them crushed.
Yes, exactly.
There has been a lot of injuries as
they've
well.
They've got good running backs, and they've got two good wide receivers now, and they've got good tight ends. But if the quarterback hasn't got time to sit in the pocket, then you ain't got a chance. Plus, if your defense isn't doing what they're supposed to do, Arakpo. Arakpo's done nothing this year. I don't even think he's got a full sack to his name.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name.
You can
once.
Check
yeah,
that yeah. stat, but I think the whole five games or whatever it is that he's played, he's not even got a whole sack to his name. So that is that's bad. That's what I mean. The supporting cast isn't there. He's got the
half a sack.
half a sack. It's just bad.
No Arakpo. Wow.
So yeah. Anyway, Arizona are going to win this game. Drew Stanton's been cleared to play. Carson Palmer is maybe going to be able to play, but it decides on it's going to be down to decision on who they think is going to get them to win. Either of those quarterbacks play, I think we win.
What's the situation with Larry? Why are they not throwing to Larry? That's my biggest issue with
Arizona.
So,
yeah, Larry Fitzgerald, he's available in some leagues now.
what?
Yeah.
I'm not at all surprised by that.
I picked him up this week in place of Devin Hester. So I dropped Devin Hester for... but this is how bad Larry's been playing. This is in the league, just to clarify to our listeners, this is the league where there's no bench. So you don't have any depth. But Hester was the hot hand, so I was playing him. He got injured, so I looked to see who was available, and there Larry Fitzgerald was sitting, so I took him.
This has been coming.
What's been coming?
From last year, he didn't get as many targets, he didn't get as many yards. They've been phasing him out for Floyd. I don't know exactly why, because I don't watch enough of the cards, Daz, you'll be able to tell us, but I don't know if it's that he's lost a step. And
I don't think he's lost a step.
I don't know if they're just not looking his way.
He's still a quality player. I think it's been the quarterback question mark this season, and Drew Stanton maybe didn't get as many snaps with Larry Fitzgerald in the preseason, so therefore there wasn't that chemistry.
It was closer than between Floyd and Fitz last year. It's been a trend.
But Floyd has got the Calvin Johnson type ability to take the league by storm. He's got that size, that speed, and that strength. So you can see why they're trying to get him the ball more. And
Larry was taking over the coverage, I guess, and Floyd was a bit more...
Yeah, exactly. Fitzgerald's the name, and he's drawing the coverage away. So you're not going to throw it into double and triple coverage to Larry Fitz if you've got a Michael Floyd Floyd in single coverage on the other side.
So what are you doing with him from a fantasy perspective? Because that, to me, sounds like, if all those things are true, and I have no reason to believe they're not, then I agree.
I think this game,
I'm not playing.
I start Fitzgerald because the Redskins are bad and their secondary isn't very good.
Yeah, I think with Palmer coming back, you start Larry Fitz. He goes
and
back
we've just
up.
Seen their pass rush is bad as well because Arakpo's got half a sack.
Yeah,
and Hatcher hasn't done much on the other side either.
They've got Kerrigan. Kerrigan's had a reasonable performance, but yeah, I go Cardinals all the way, and I think that Fitzgerald, if he's going to have a big game this season, it's this week, even if it's Drew Stanton or Carson Palmer.
I think Palmer needs to be there for Larry. Needs to be there for Larry to do well, and I'd say with the Cardinals D at Arizona, I think, they have to win. High scoring probably in the early 20s, but Cardinals to win.
I don't know about high scoring. I think if it's high scoring, the Cardinals have got a problem. Because
really?
That Redskins team, if you allow them to, can put up numbers. I'm also slightly worried. I'm not sold on Drew Stanton, though. I do think Cards will win with him at quarterback. I think that Cards D is just going to crush the Redskins personally.
Just to out there, Drew Stanton's got a better winning percentage than Kirk Cousins.
I don't care.
Redskins.
I don't think Drew Stanton's lost a game as a starter. If we check that,
I don't care. Wow. If they're not starting Stanton or Palmer, I would go Redskins, though. That would be bad news.
Who would they
who
start?
Is the, it's, I can't remember his name. I didn't know it.
Who are you talking about, sorry?
Third string QB.
It's Logan Thomas. He came in the end of last week's game against the Broncos. Didn't complete much. He was throwing behind players quite a lot. But he did have a very, very great throw to Andre Ellington for the 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah, if he's starting, I'm taking the Redskins. In all other situations, I'm taking the Cards.
He's got a strong arm. Logan Thomas has got a cannon of an arm, but it's just going to be accuracy and getting used to the system if we end up going with him in the future. But Drew Stanton should play anyway as a definite if Carson Palmer's not good to go.
Okay, so Cards for the win. And the last game looks quite interesting.
We've got
here,
two more games.
You forgot Monday night.
Last game tonight, and then Monday night. So.
Well, let's just rattle through these quick. I've got a conference to go to, so I need to finish up pretty quick.
Yeah. Sure. So Giants against at the Eagles. So I'm thinking Eli's playing well. Close game. Probably I'd slide with the Giants because they've got a bit more going for them at the moment. I think unless LeSean McCoy hits form, the Eagles are going to struggle.
I can't remember who I took in Pick'em, but I'm
going Eagles.
Took a coin, Eagles.
Oh, okay, so Eagles win.
Eagles at home.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
if we're getting quick, I won't say anything other than that. You're starting your Eagles, you're starting your Giants. Should be high scoring.
And Monday night, San Fran at the Rams. So Rams have been quite disappointing. Defense hasn't been that great. And San Fran, who are getting results. I'm thinking San Fran, if Kaepernick plays half decent, they should run out easy winners.
The D's been awful for the Rams, and it's been completely unexpected. The one thing they were building was a decent D, and the D has been such a disappointment. Yeah, I'm taking the 49ers all day long.
Yeah, I'll take the 49ers. One point here, what do we feel about Austin Davis? I actually think he could be their answer at quarterback.
I was about to bring him up, because I've been looking at trying to find a bye week.
You've answered to a bad question. I think like you have to have you have to have a better option than Austin Davis, to be honest.
Have you watched him though? He
throw
hasn't
the
made
ball
many mistakes.
Okay, maybe I need to watch more of him, but what it seemed like he's just throwing in garbage time and getting a lot of stats up right at the end of the game. He should be doing it earlier on.
I think if their defense was playing better, then I think that they'd be winning more games, because Austin Davis has been making some good choices and hasn't made any mistakes. So the losing certainly isn't down to him.
No, I agree.
No, it's D. I'm not
and
entirely sure.
Brian Quick is looking very good, so he's a good ad if he's available anywhere, or even worth maybe even doing a sneaky little trade.
Yeah, I had him a few weeks ago before he had his two big games, and let him go, and regret that. But
similar regret. I let go of Terrence Williams, and he's having a good season as well. So it happens to all of us. So Right,
yeah,
so that's
49ers.
Okay,
49ers,
Dazzy.
Not starting.
49ers for me.
Okay, done. So that's, I guess, all the fixtures for the week. So that's the roundup done, and that's our predictions.
That's it, yeah. So I think we round up the week now. Hope you've all enjoyed it, listeners. Please share wherever you've downloaded this. Share it to social media and things like that. Please provide us any feedback, any way you want to provide us feedback. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
We know the intro is shambolic. We'll get better at that next week.
We'll make a proper intro for next week. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And I'm out.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.